Assalamu alaikum and good day to you. This is Storyline that you're watching on ITV on the channel 347 channel on DStv. This is a program that we have hosted for you, specially hosted for you, to bring to you personalities that you haven't ever met or those who you have met, but some of them you probably wouldn't know some of this, the background history and the background stories, which makes it very, very interesting. Today's personality is a person who many people know, some don't. Those who do swear by him, and those who don't will swear by him if you find out who this particular personality is. My name is Shahbuddin Rumani, and my guest today is Maulana Ihsani Hendricks, a person who has his finger on the pulse of the community that he's been serving for a very, very, very long time. Somebody who somewhat understands how this community ticks and what it is that makes it tick, and we're going to try and find out what it is that makes Maulana Ihsani Hendricks tick. That's why we're here today. Maulana Ihsani, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, I must thank you. You know, it's been brilliant. I know we've taken a long time to get to this point, but I think finally we're there. You're a very, very busy man. And I think the busyness in your life is probably part of the reason why we struggle to get you to actually have this session with you. Maulana, you know, many people, most people, not only in South Africa, but many of those who are in the field of Islamic education, particularly gatherings where Palestine is involved, know you, you know, very, very intimately. But very few actually know some of the very interesting nuances, the background, the history of the Hendricks family. And I thought that we would explore some of that today. Maulana, where does Maulana Ihsani Hendricks family history start from? Give us some idea.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the viewers of ITV and fellow South Africans and Mr. Rumani, Shahbuddin. Let me express my appreciation for this ticking session of today. And I think it is very important, least because it deals with me as a personality, but I think there are dimensions that is good for us as South African citizens to appreciate more, and particularly in the Muslim community, and that which further enhances our citizenship in this country. Born in the Buland.
That's what I want to hear.
Behind the mountains.
That's what I want to hear. Where in Buland, Maulana?
And the famous, well-known town of Worcester. Worcester is my birthplace, and born in 1964. But I think before I talk about my birthplace in itself, and my birth and my position, allow me to pay tribute to my late father, where I think the journey started. Very interesting, many people in Cape Town remembers my late father as a tailor.
And he was based in Worcester as a tailor?
Based in Worcester as a tailor, but originates from Cape Town.
Okay. And Worcester? Cape Town? Worcester?
In fact, what? My father born on the corner of Capini Street and Well Street.
Boekop Semense.
Boekop.
Okay.
And a very interesting dimension. And therefore, I feel it is important to start with his history briefly. Two families shared the same property, the Hendricks family and the Suker family.
Okay.
And my father, coming from a Christian background, his mother worked for Five Roses Tea.
Your father was Christian?
Yes. Accepted Islam at the age of 12 years.
MashaAllah.
And
bit of that history, the conversion?
That's a very interesting part, because the Suker family had a direct influence in my father's initial interests for Islam. And very significantly, before he passed away, I asked him, "Dad, which book did you read in order to become a Muslim. He said, I read no book because the early Muslims were the reference to my motivation to become a Muslim.
MashaAllah.
But the point that is very significant here is that the Sukkah family and the Hendricks family shared the same property, a double-story house.
Okay.
And so they shared many facilities within that house. And out of my late father's, he only had another brother and three sisters. And in fact, today we only have two surviving sisters left. And out of all of them, he accepted Islam at the age of 12.
So here you have one Christian family, one Muslim family, sharing one building.
One building.
All right, that's interesting.
Basically in one house.
Yeah, well, if you're sharing facilities, it is one house, isn't it?
And very significant is that through my childhood and up till today, nothing in our family happens except by the fact that the eldest in the Sukkah family is always part of that consultation.
You've skipped the link.
My father showed an extreme amount of allegiance
to the Sukkah family.
To the Sukkah family. Furthermore, to the broader families that he shared his life with. And there are many people, and particularly in later years, he went to settle in Claremont, in Draper Street.
Okay.
And most of the people in Claremont, they know him.
Okay.
Particularly the families who are commonly known in the Claremont area. Mm. And very significantly, he paid a great amount of respect to these families that were directly responsible in shaping his identity as a Muslim. But I must tell you, very extraordinary, my mother also accepted Islam.
MashaAllah. Now that we very few people know.
My mother also accepted Islam, and my mother's father, my mother happened to be the only child of her late parents.
Okay.
And if we talk about Wooster, my grandfather was the founder of the well-known Kalfeinse Protestante Kerk in Wooster.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that's
if you go to Wooster today, you will actually see his name is written.
This is your dad's dad?
No, my mother's dad.
Okay.
Founder of the church.
Okay.
And a very committed person to the church and my grandmother. But what is very significant is through all our childhood, we witness peaceful coexistence between Christian and Muslim families.
Mm.
I always say that if there is a tribute that I have to pay, then a special tribute to my grandmother, my mother's late mother.
Okay.
You know, today we buy nice fezzes in the shop.
Mm.
But this Christian grandmother used to crochet our fezzes.
Oh my goodness.
She used to make sure that at the time of madrasa, she takes us to the madrasa. She used to
As a Christian person?
As a Christian. She used to make sure that we adhere to performing salah.
Oh my.
Extraordinary of her was, she was a specialist in baking.
Mm.
And she used to tell my mother, for the month of Ramadan, she has her own sadaqah she wants to give to the Muslim community. And she was famous for the traditional old-style tarts that they used to make.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
So when it comes to the 15th of Ramadan, she used to prepare almost to 40, 50 tarts.
Mm.
That is her
for distribution
contribution to the Muslim community.
That's extraordinary.
In respect for the month of Ramadan.
Nice. And I suppose that she must have drawn in some other people from the community also to
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Wasn't that beautiful?
This is.
Why don't we have that anymore now? What do you think?
Therefore, I'm taking the opportunity to share some of this because we are not peculiar in that, not our family alone. There are many Muslim families, and in fact, it's not an exaggeration.
Mm.
To say that more than 50% of the Muslim community, particularly of the Cape, comes from such a type of a background. And where we celebrate that peaceful coexistence between Christian families and Muslim families and the values. And there are very prominent sheikhs who share You go to the Azavia, and the Hendricks family and the Azavia shares a history of their great-grandfather coming from Swellendam, who embraced Islam. Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels once told me about the details of his late grandmother. And so many prominent sheikhs in our community
have their background, the history, the ancestry.
If I go a little bit further to further say that, you know, if you journey the journey of where my grandmother comes from a place in the Karoo known as just outside Da'ar.
Okay.
There is a place. I will come to the name now, but my grandfather used to come from the Kitsikama area.
Oh, my goodness.
And he landed up working as an assistant and then became a chef in the Mount Nelson Hotel. And my grandmother came from Noport outside outside Da'ar. But the enormous amount of respect they built up for the Muslim community, and that is why for the entire period, we have never seen them in conflict with the Muslim community. More a sense of appreciation to the Muslim community. My direct influence, of course, from a very early stage, was directly by my father, my late father. I must, many times I share with the mashayikh, I started noting certain literature. And my father left school at standard 3. He's a tailor, but he was a very disciplined person in terms of reading.
And he was then ultimately the person who almost influenced your schooling and the projecting
absolutely
forward as a new Muslim then, isn't it? But hold that thought, Maulana. When we come back, we will explore a little bit more about Maulana Ihsan Hendricks' father. You're watching Storyline on ITV, and I'm Shahbuddin Rumali.